turn it to, we'll start with Psalm 95, the whole chapter of Psalm 95, and then we're going to turn to Hebrews. Psalm 95. Praise God. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was angry with that generation. They said they are people whose hearts go astray and they have not known my ways. Praise the Lord. Now let's turn to the book of Hebrews. Brother Nelson, please come. Can you go to my office and get my book, Declaring God's Word, by Derek Prince? Hebrews? Are you there at Hebrews? Praise the Lord. We're going to chapter 6 of Hebrews. We're going to start with verse 1. Hebrews 6. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God, instruction about baptisms, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And God permitting, we will do so. It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit, who have tasted the goodness of the Word of God, and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance. Thank you so much. Because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace. Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed receives the blessing of God. But land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Ulitin ho natin yan, ano sa verse 10. God is not what? Unjust. That he will not forget your work. What are you doing for the Lord? Yung work na ginagawa nyo, hindi ho siya unjust, nakakalimutan niya yun. And look at this, he will not forget your work and labor and the love you have shown him as you have helped whom? His people and continue to help them. This is what the church is all about. When your faith is being strengthened, God is going to use you to those who are struggling in their walk. Now look at this. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. Take note of that, kasi yun ho yung promise ng Panginoon kay Abraham. I will surely, what? Bless you and give you many descendants. And so, after waiting how? And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Men swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to lie. We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be what? Greatly encouraged. Look at this, verse 19. We have this hope as a what? As an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. Lord, we thank you, God, for your word, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, na ikaw, Panginoon. As we recognize that you're our teacher and our guide, you will grant us understanding from the word, a revelation that would forever change us, O God. And we thank you that you're going to build up the faith of each one of us, of your people, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Yung binasa ho natin sa Psalm 95, it's an invitation to what? To worship God. It's an invitation to worship God. You and I would see that the Word of God contains many promises. Napansin niyo ho ba yun? The Word of God ay maraming promises. Now, but most of these promises, you and I would notice, are conditional. In other words, when God makes a promise, in effect, he says, if you will do this, then I will do that. Most of us are familiar with Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto us. So ano ho yung promise? That all of these things will be added unto us. Pero ano yung condition? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Most of us are familiar with Proverbs 3. Sabi, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of our ways, then he will direct your path. Ano yung promise? Guidance. That he will direct our path. Pero ano yung condition? Maraming condition eh. To trust him with all of our heart. Ano ba yung pag nagta-trust with all of our heart? Yung talagang all in. Trusting him with all of our hearts. And pangalawa is not. There we go. Lean not on our own. Dito tayo struggle eh. Not leaning on our own understanding. And then, ano pa yung pangatlo? And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let me start with another question. How many of us needs rest? R-E-S-T. Rest. True faith equals rest. Let me say that again. True faith equals rest. Bakit importante ho yun? Kasi when you and I read that portion sa Hebrews, in the life of Abraham, God gave him a promise, right? Ano yung promise sa kanya ng Panginoon? That I will bless you and ang descendants mo that will multiply. So in effect, meaning to say, I will give you a son. I will give you an heir, H-E-I-R. An heir. And from that, yung son mo, marami ang magiging descendant, may multiplication. That was the promise, no? Now, so that was the promise. But sa life ni Abraham, he already reached the age of 99, almost, my goodness, a century old. Brother Abraham, how old are you? I'm century old. Almost 100 years old, right? And so, when he reached the age of 99, he still had no son. Now, a Ang question dun is, why did God allow Abraham to reach a very old age before he fulfilled his promise? Let's pause for no sa question na yun. Kasi pag binabasa ho natin ang stories na yun, we have to look at the surrounding circumstances. Kasi merong principle behind the story that you and I can apply to our own lives. So the question is, the Lord gave him a promise, pero sa ways ni God, God waited for Abraham to be past childbearing age in the natural. 99 years old, come on. And so in the natural, isipin natin, why did God wait for him to be that old? And so can I do it now sa ating level with that same question in the life of Abraham? In our lives, why does God often allow us to be in a position of seeming yung mga impossibilities? Lord, it's like you've reached your wit's end. Yung pag sinasabing wit's end, talagang, well, you have reached the end of everything that you have done. You've done everything that you could, and yet, walang nangyari. At times, you and I are confronted with that situation, and so, valid ho yung question, Lord, why? No? Why did you allow me or us, my family, to be in this position of seemingly impossibility before God does the promise to fulfill the promise that we are believing and claiming? Meron ba hong among us na nandyan sa position na yan? So, in the study of the Word of God, makikita ho natin ang sagot. Number one, the first reason, the Lord is emptying us. Tinatanggal niya ho sa atin yung too much self-reliance and too much self-confidence. There's a difference between self-confidence and godly confidence. When the Bible tells us, I can do all things through Christ, hindi nag-end sa, oh, I can do all things. Hindi, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, so the first lesson dun is, tinuturuan niya ho tayong lahat. He is teaching all of us, whether you're a young person, you're in middle age, or you're in your prime age, he's teaching all of us na huwag tayong mag-rely on our own abilities, on our own understanding, on our own resources. Then, he brings us to the point na we realize that if something is going to be done, it's God who will be the only one who can do it. Can I repeat that? Okay. Yes, exactly, Sister Janet. We realize na yung first lesson na yun, if there's something that is going to be done, God will be the only one who can do it. Pag sinabi na, Lord, I need a miracle today. Ano bang miracle? Only God can perform a miracle. Only God can perform a miracle. So sa situation ni Abraham, ano yung, he was confronted that in the natural, his body in the natural is way past childbearing age and double jeopardy pa. And Sarah, the wife, is hindi lamang matanda, but also what? Barren. So in the natural, talagang imposible, right? So in the natural, there was no way that the promise can be fulfilled. It's only God who can do it. So that's the first lesson. Secondly, when the promise is finally fulfilled, all the glory goes to God. Can I say it again? So when the promise is fulfilled, then who gets all the glory? Then God gets all the glory. Alam niyo ho ba na big deal ho sa Panginoon yun na no, pag sinabi sa Bible na no flesh should glory in His sight, in His presence, meaning to say, ni bahid, wala tayong credit dun. Wala, walang wala. He's the only one who performed it. You know, I like what Brother Ruel shared with us. Hindi lamang si area of giving yan. See, here's the thing. The Bible tells us sa Deuteronomy 28, marami tayong nakikitang blessings. Di ba yung listahan na yun sa Deuteronomy 28? Maraming list ng blessings. Amen. There are blessings and there are, excuse me, and curses. Sabi dun sa blessings, if you obey my voice, if you obey my voice, then you will be blessed. Obedience is the key to all of this. Napakahalaga ng obedience. I would want at this point, you know, when we read Psalm 95, it's a call to worship. You and I need to understand na God, in our relationship with Him, ay meron ho siyang nire-require from all of us. No? Do you know that Sabbath, what is Sabbath? It's a day that we set aside for God. Today is Sabbath day, and we chose to come because we realized that this is a day of rest. Alam ni Lord na you and I need rest. You and I need rest. In the book of Genesis, in the story of creation, ano ba hong nangyari doon sa creation? Nung natapos ang creation, what did the Lord do? On the seventh day, sabi, He rested. It's not because that God was so tired. Oh, naku, pagod na pagod ako. No, it's not. He just set us an example. He just set an example na merong you and I would need rest. If God did it, who doesn't need rest himself, physical rest, how much more for us? Do you know that you and I live in a times wherein people are too busy? Too busy. And at times, God would only require one day during 7 days. And, you know, with many things na makikita natin na when people fail to do this, bakit maraming nervous breakdown? Bakit maraming ailments at times? Because people fail to obey this requirement. I want us to turn to Isaiah, please. Isaiah 58. Verse 13. Glory to God. Do you know that when you and I come to the Lord to worship Him, God gives us rest? Amen. Believe that. Isaiah 58. We're going to start with verse 13 all the way to verse 14. Let me know if you're there. Because we would want everyone, all of us, to see this. Very, very important. Isaiah 58, we're going to start with verse 13. If you keep your feet from breaking the what? The Sabbath. And from doing as you please on my holy day. Let's pause there. Alam niyo ba pag sinabi, ano ba yung susunod nating holiday, ang tawag natin, holiday? Not Columbus, yung national. I think it's ano na. Thanksgiving, you're so right. Thanksgiving na. Di ba we call it a holiday, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y? Holiday, in fact, ang origin niya, it's supposed to be a holy day. A holy day. And may purpose yun eh. Ang rest comes from God. Rest, true meaning of rest comes from God. But look at this. Sabi niya dito, kaya ang Sabbath is holy. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy... Did you see that? Oh, I'll do whatever I want. No, hindi po ganun eh. And if you call the Sabbath a what? Oh, look at that. You recognize that, oh, Sunday, it's a delight for you. You know, you don't drag your feet. You take it as, oh, I'm going into the presence of God. And the Lord's day, holy day, honorable. Honorable. Look at this. And if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words. Look at verse 14. Ito na yung promise. Then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Alam niyo ba na, in effect, in those, ano, when you and I become too busy 7 days a week and not even find time for God, we are not pleasing God. And we are robbing ourselves of the true rest that comes from Him and the blessings that He has for us. Please hear me out. Hindi ko words ito, these are the words of God. And I think, you know, when you and I are, when we are saying that we live in a times wherein true faith is required, what does it mean? Our faith will be tested. Our faith will be tested. You and I will be confronted with situations wherein, now, if we know this command from God, Lord, how can I honor you? And it's sad. Can I say this from my heart? It's sad when the people of God are compromising this area in their lives. Compromise. That, you know, like what the Lord says, I'm going to do my own way. And not even think about, you know, setting aside a time for Him. And let me just say this. What the Lord requires of us is not yung external. But do you know that God loves us so much? Kaya when you and I would be called to come to worship, it's because ang benefits nun para din sa atin. You follow? It's for us. It's for us. And so, kaya sabi ho dyan, and di ba napakaganda niyan? So ano yung condition? Dun sa verse 13, di ba? Keep the Sabbath. Honor the Lord's Day. And then, ano yung promise na? What is the promise? Then you will find your what? Your joy in the Lord. If we are to take a census, where do people find joy? San sila na, where do they go? Where do they turn to find joy? Fill in the blanks na yun, ano? Fill in the blanks na. O bahala na kayong mag-fill in the blanks. And so, when you and I ay nasa situation po, ask God, Lord, I'm confronted with this. Help me. What is the right thing for me to do? I have shared with most of you many situations. The reason why I would share you yung mga the experience ko in my walk with God, it's because I know what it means to be confronted with situations wherein there was a time I got laid off. And then, so syempre, pag na-lay off ka, ang concern mo is what? Finances mo. Right? And so, but then I was offered a job. I was offered a job and then, oh wow. Minsan, meron akong job offer. I was offered a job, but then when I realized that it will take my time away from God and even from what God has called me to do. At nung I was so quick na, tinanggap ko agad yung trabaho. And then that night, I had so much restlessness. And then, pag walang peace, do you know na pag wala ho tayong peace, then we know that the Lord is not in it. And so it became my parang sensor ko no na, oh wow, I think I made the wrong move. And so I spent time with God, and I'm sorry na hindi ko pinarte sa'yo. I did not even acknowledge Him. Na Lord, ito ba ang dapat kong trabaho na tanggapin? And so when I turn to the Word of God, and then, do you believe that God speaks? Do you believe that the Word of God is a lamp to your feet and a light unto our path? And so the question is, that's what I did. And so the Lord turned me to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Sabi niya doon, stand firm, let nothing move you, and then always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Because at that time, when I was serving in the other church, ako ay nagtuturo ng Bible study. Yung grupo namin nila Brother Roel noon. And so, yung job offer ko, ang oras ko is from 3 to 11. And then I realized, oops, nako, paano ba yan? Conflict, ano? Lord, anong gagawin ko? Nagtanong ako, so nangusap siya. See, in prayer, prayer is not just telling the Lord what you and I need. We need time to, yes, thank you so much. We need time to listen to what God would tell us. We ask a question, syempre naman, sasagot si Lord, ano? Kaya lang, pag nangusap si Lord, ang question dun is, susunod ba tayo? will we obey. And so when the Lord said, give yourself fully to the work of the Lord because you know that your labor is not in vain, then nandun ho ang sagot sa question ko na hindi yan ang para sa'yo. And so, in fact, the person that even referred me to that job, when, kasi ang nangyari ho, I went to that place and explained to them my situation that I cannot. I'm sorry, I said yes, I know. Pero yung time, is there any way that the time be changed? Pero alam nyo, wala eh. And so, and I said, I'm so sorry. And I just said to explain that because, you know, I'm doing this work in church. And so, to make the long story short, I'm so sorry that I have to refuse the job. Let me just say this. On my way home, hindi ko makakalimutan yung araw na yon. My heart was so filled with joy because I obeyed God. I didn't even know what would happen dahil remember, wala po akong trabaho. But you know what? My obedience, I saw how God provided for me. And how the Lord used that time for me na God was providing for my needs, ano? Habang hindi pa nagtatrabaho, no? And God gave me an opportunity to do missionary work na hindi ko magagawa yun kung nagtatrabaho ko. And there were so many lessons that I learned out of that missionary work that I could never exchange kahit na mag-overtime ako ng 10 or 12 hours a day. It's something that I have with me hanggang ngayon because it's a lesson that the Lord has taught me. And so that's why I'm sharing this because I know how it is when you and I are confronted with situations wherein, remember, my father passed away, akong parang head of the household. And for me not to have a job, malaki, big deal yun. But you know what? God is faithful. God is our provider. And so when you and I are faced with situations, and Lord, what do? Let's turn to God in prayer. Ask Him, Lord, what do I do? Huwag ko kayo mag-give up kung hindi nyo pa agad nakikita ang sagot. See, you and I have the Holy Spirit. If you are born again, you have the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit will give us enlightenment. He would make it so clear as far as what to do. But the key there is what? Obedience. There is joy when you and I obey God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, do you know that in all of this, sa lahat ng dinadaanan ho natin, can I say this? God is more concerned with character than achievements. Let me say this again. Whether you're a young person, irrespective of, this statement is for all of us. Mas concerned ho ang Panginoon sa ating character. Ano bang character? Is humility part of our character? Oh, yes. Humility, maraming, you know, in my situation, God has taught me humility. Ever since when I was 8, nung na-paralyze ako with all of these physical setbacks ko, one of the important lessons that the Lord taught me was humility. What do I mean by that? Every, alam niyo ba, every step I take, no? Kanta ata yun, ano? Every step I take, I remember God. Because I realize na ang strength ko hindi galing sa sarili kong kakanyahan. It's not because na I'm working out. Naku, mahirap ata yun. No, my strength comes from God. Doing this work is, I can do this because, alam nyo, it's not because of my own strength. And I say that to you. Kaya ho nung sinabi sa akin ni Lord na tanggapin ko tong role na to, tanungin nyo mga elders, nag-hesitate ako eh. It took me over a year to say yes when God called me to do this. Naku, sinaliksik. Naku, talagang nung unang nangusap siya, sabi niya, Chef, if you love me, feed my lamb. Naku, day one yun, ano? Lord, talagang ikaw ba yan? Every day that I, lahat, kahit anong baling ko, First Peter, shepherd my flock. Walang lusot. Struggle ako because if I would consider my natural ability, di ko kaya. Hindi ko kaya. But then, when talagang naging very clear in my heart that this is what God has called me, then I said yes to Him. And of course, we give God the glory with whatever God has done through us. It's never because of our own ability, strength, and resources. Kung meron man gift, it's because binigay niyo yung gift. Like yung sinabi ni Brother Ruel, God is the source of everything. What is it that you have now? came from God. Came from God. And so, hindi ho natin maipagyayabang yan because everything comes from God. Kaya the call to worship is to acknowledge, napansin niyo ba yun doon sa Psalm 95? Let's go back to Psalm 95 just to... The first reason why you and I are called to worship is found in those verses, Psalm 95. We are given two reasons why we should worship the Lord. Number one, because for the Lord is our God. Look at verse 6. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Yung bowing down and kneeling, those are just what? Ano, external ways of humbling ourselves before God. I mean, kahit na, let's say, hindi naman makaluhod, pero ang posture, yung heart position ng heart is, you know, we are humbling ourselves before the Lord, our God and our Maker. So, yun ang number one reason. We worship God for who He is, because He is God. Do you know that ang worship is the most distinctive way for us to relate to God as God? Let me say that again. So, worship is the most distinctive way para tayo makarelate sa Panginoon as our God. Can we worship anything other than God? Yes. Alam niyo yung mga mayroong mga idol. Yung idol, na, idol is not just yung imahen or statues, ano? Although, ayaw ho ng Panginoon yung kamuhi-muhi. Naku. Kamuhi-muhi kay Lord John. We should not worship idols and statues. Ano? But in our everyday, life, can people worship other things that can serve as an idol? You would notice that, halimbawa, may mga rock star. Even with the way they dress up, ginagaya, the way they fix their, lahat, the way yung outfit, the way they talk, ginagaya lahat. Why? You and I become whom we worship. You spend more time doing that, then that becomes your idol. Becomes your idol. Kaya ang question do sa ating spiritual heart checkup is there something or is there someone, or is there anything that you and I cannot give to God, give over to God? Or is there something na that nagiging, ano na, yung na, number one na sa heart mo? Kasi yung heart, na, di ba sabi sa Bible, guard our hearts. Dahil nandyan ang issues of life. The things that can, maraming bagay, and so that's why you and I would ask the Holy Spirit, let's ask the help of the Holy Spirit. Kasi minsan, ano yun na, blindsided tayo. What does that mean? Minsan ba, are there times wherein there, you and I are going through things in life na hindi agad natin nakikita? And the Lord would use someone else to show to us na hindi pala natin napapansin na ganun na tayo. Right? And so, can I say this? Even ang correction or rebuke, it comes in many ways. We would always say this. We live in a times wherein, alam nyo ba, that the Church of God, that the body of Christ, nakakalungkot ho when people refuse to receive correction. May strong words as far as those who would despise spiritual authority. And I'm not saying that because I'm here in this position. I'm here because I'm called to share the Word of God. I'm here to tell you what the Word of God says. I'm never here to impose. I'm never here to make decisions for you. I'm here to tell you that this is what the Word of God says. So kung ang salita po ng Panginoon would tell us na ang Word niya ang siyang magiging guide natin in our everyday lives, then whatever God says, we do it because it's for our good. It's for us. It's for us. Amen. No. So now, pag sinabing, pag may na ka-offend sa inyo, what do? What is the biblical way of resolving conflict? If someone offends you, talk to another person. Alam mo bang ginawa sa akin? Talagang, tulungan mo ako mag-pray kasi minsan in disguise of prayer, you know, I need prayer kasi, bakit ano nangyari? Kasi, yan, sinabi na lahat. Biblical ba yon? No. Doon tayo struggle eh. a lot of Christians struggle in that area, and I'm saying that because I went through that myself, pero natutunan ko na ho, that the biblical way is if someone offends us, talk to the person that offended us. Many times, we choose the other way. Kaya ho nakakalungkot na, you know, people can, now, if they refuse the correction, they would say, you know, in my role ngayon, lalapit na lang sa akin, you know, I was led by God to go somewhere else na eh. Kasi, na-correct eh. And I refuse ang correction. Pero, you know, of course, you know, when people would say that, you know, God bless you, then, you know, pagpalain kayo ng Panginoon. We always would want blessings upon the people of, upon others. We would bless them. But, kung hindi pa nababago yun, kahit saan tayo magpunta. if we go to another church, we would hear also the voice of the Spirit. The same principle eh. Eh, kung na-offend siya doon, lipa. No, ganun. So, people just roam in circles until you and I learn the principle. Amen? Praise God. And so, can I just say this? We're here because God is here for us in our learning. Nakita niyo niya bang sa binasa natin na gusto ni Lord mag-progress tayo in our walk with God. Ayaw niya tayong to remain babes, but in fact, because God is preparing us for greater things. And so, nasa sa atin, it's up to us whether you and I would obey God. Pero alam niyo, ang pag tayo sumunod, let's say, struggle ako doon, but I obeyed God and I did that. You know what? What a release! What a release! Hallelujah! Magpatawad, kinausap. Kasi at times, you know, the person that offended you probably doesn't even know na na-offend nyo. Na-offend ikaw niya. Tama ba yun? Oh, then we deprive the other person of their growth too because pag we don't tell them na kasi yung ways mo, alam ko palabiro ka, pero yung minsan jokes mo, ano yun, kakasakit eh. Diba? Di, ay, ganun ba? I'm so sorry. Really, I'm so sorry. Di, o di pa paano? Di, na-resolve, diba? Kesa, if I tell it to someone else, what happens when we tell it to someone else? Gossip na yun eh. Nag-spread na. Salip na ma-resolve between the two of them. Sabi nung, o division. Ay, ganun ba siya? Eh, hindi pa naman alam the other person na sinabihan mo yung full details. Has not heard the other side of the person. Ay, ayoko na sa kanya. Ganun pala siya. Kaya pag nakikita mo doon sa side ng, iiwasan, ano, iiwasan. Lumili ko. Praise God. I remember that because there was someone who offended me big time. Kaya pag nung sinabi ng pastor, oh, let's greet one another in the love of Christ. Nako. Eh, nakita ko na siya sa corner ng eye ko. Nung una, doon ako pumunta kasi nakita ko siya doon. Umikot ako, pero ang Holy Spirit sabi, batiin mo na. I did. May struggle at the moment, pero when I obeyed, praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. And so, who is our helper in the times that you and I are being changed? The Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. And so, pag-aaral ng word, pag sinabi noon, nung nag-aaral, bago pa lang akong Christian noon, oh, let us turn to the book of Ezekiel. Where is that? I don't even know. And so, you know, it takes time. Kaya sabi sa Bible, let us be diligent. Let's go there. Let us be diligent. Ano ba yung diligence? Ano ba yung diligence? Ano nga ba, no? Oh, yes, matyagad. Amen yan. Let us be, look at that. In Hebrews, di ba sabi dyan, who through faith and patience inherit what has been promise. Now let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 7. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 all the way up to 7. For this very reason, nandyan po ba kayo? No? Isa lang amen ang narinig ko. Sige, I'll wait for you. Oh yeah, kita mo, marami na pala. For this very reason, ano sabi doon? Make every... Make every effort to do what? There we go. To add to your faith goodness. Okay, hindi ba all of this started with what? Faith. Faith is, kumbaga sa may hagdanan, ladder to heaven, faith is the first rung on the ladder, the first step. Ang gusto ni Lord from faith ay madagdagan. Always addition, always nadadagdagan. Because Christian life is never meant to be static. Or hindi dapat nagiging stagnant. Yes, there we go. Kasi pag naging static, nagba-backslide na. Backslidden state yun. They might not know it, you might not admit it, but it's yun ang mode na yun. So, make every effort to add to your what? Faith, goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Okay. For look at this, verse 8. For if you possess these qualities in what? In increasing measure. Hear what the Lord is telling us. In increasing measure, they will keep you from being idle or ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is what? Nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Ooh. Ayaw ho ng Panginoon na maging, ano tayo, lazy spiritually. Praise the Lord. You know that it takes discipline for us to do the spiritual disciplines? Halimbawa po, pag Sabado, every day language na ho to, no? And of course, it's not for those na who are working on Saturdays. If your Saturdays are free, and you know na Sunday is for the Lord, how do we spend our Saturday so that when we come to church, hindi po tayo... Thank you for helping me preach. Salamat po. Totoo naman ho yun, eh, di ba? We come to the nitty-gritty of life na pag tayo na challenge in our walk with God, pag sinabing focus na tayo sa pag-aaral, hindi lang ho kayo, pati ako. Lahat tayo. We all go through times wherein natetest tayo whether we will really obey what God is telling us. Kasi halimbawa, pag hindi natin sinunod, then we are in effect telling God, can we tell to the face of God, na, God, you're a liar. Hindi natin sasabihin, kaya ba natin sabihin yun? Pero we are in effect saying that when we don't do what He has called us to do based on His word. Halimbawa, area ng giving. Pag hindi nagbigay, then parang sila, hey Lord, ako struggle ho. Remember, I'm nasa accounting ano ako background. I know the debits and the credits, the plus and the minus sa bank account. Kaya the first time when I heard about the area of giving, ako, ang binibigay ko lang sa Panginoon, change, barya. But I praise God for the pastor that sabi niya, actually, it was a struggle for them to share the word in the area of giving dahil minsan ang dating sa tao. Can I say this? Some people, they leave church because, ayoko sa church yun. You always talk about tithing. But not people failing to realize that yung blessing, it's ours. It's for our good. How do we get blessed? Tinuro ni Brother Roel. Obey the word. Marami akong testimonies to tell you na talagang I share that with you because I was struggling at first. But then talaga ang Holy Spirit, because God wants me to be blessed. Na-enjoy ko na ngayon yung more than enough. more than enough. I am experiencing that. How the Lord would have opened doors of opportunity na kahit na ho ako siguro mag-overtime, double job, kahit magtrabaho ng 7 days a week, hindi ko makakamtan yung position, the financial resources that God has blessed me today. Even when I was confronted with the episode last year, I shared it with the group last Friday. Merong mga pangyayari, a testing of the faith will happen. I've been sharing to you my journey since last year. But do you know that last Friday, nag-day off ako because I was confronted with a bill that my insurance company did not pay. The napakalaking bill. Ang gusto ng kaaway, ganyan ako, ma-discourage, mag-worry. But I praise God. He taught me how to give to God everything in prayer. Sabi ni Lord, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So that Friday, the Lord took care of it. He guided me. Remember Proverbs 3? I have been praying that day before I left to go to Harbor UCLA. Eto pa ho. We acknowledge Him in all things. Remember, my company the company that I work for has been helping me since last year. When I was na share ko sa kanila yung problema ko with this huge bill with Harbor UCLA, almost close to 32,000 bill. Biruin nyo naman yung magsi 60 years old na ako. Ganun ang nasa thoughts ko. Only, but you know what? Gusto ni Lord, ayaw ako mag-worry. So, tinuro niya sa akin what to do. Here's the thing, kaya sabi ni Brother Roel, he gives us the ability to think and pag na-establish ang thoughts, act on the Word of God. Our faith is not dead. We act on what God says. So sabi ng Panginoon, parang Heavenly Father, anak, ganito gawin mo. Pumunta ka sa Harbor UCLA. Don't rely on your company anymore. Wag mo na silang i-bother with that. Kasi unang iniisip ko, pupunta pa uli ako doon sa president, baka naman sabihin siguro sa akin, panay ka naman problema. Kakato ka sa office ko, panay problema. In short, hindi ko ginawa yun. And so the Lord taught me, go to the hospital. That morning, di ba sabi that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God. Even where we parked the car, kasama ko yung kapatid ko, si Annie. So I know that the Lord ordered our steps. Hindi kami nagpark sa tapat ng hospital building. He asked us to park at the back because dun ko mamimit yung lady na tumulong sa akin that day. Binabaho ako ng kapatid ko with my walker. She looked for a parking space. And so in the meantime, I was having problems with my walker, and then napansin ko, merong lady doon, but she was on the phone. And then she paused for a while sa kanyang phone conversation. She said, ma'am, do you need help? At first, and I said, I'm okay. I'm just waiting for my sister. But as soon as she got off the phone, and she was about to go dun sa building where we were supposed to go, I just asked a simple question. Do you work here? Yes, I do. And then, boom, I just told her, in short, yung impakay ng why I was there. Sabi niya sa akin, wait here. I'll get something inside. Yung akala ko may paperwork na dadalhin. Paglabas niya, dalawa na sila. Dalawa na sila. Here is, and mention the name, here's the person that will help you. And to make the long story short, binigyan ako ng assurance. You're not going to pay that bill. I'm just telling you, ito lang hihingin mo sa Blue Cross, your insurance company, and we're going to take care of this, but right now, I'm going to give you already the assurance that you're not going to pay that bill. Kung meron man, it will just be not that amount, little, that you don't even have to pay the whole amount. You could pay it little by little. And then, here's my name. She even wrote down the name. Call me. Call me when you get it. If your insurance company takes more than a month, for them to give you yung explanation of benefits that we are requiring for this program, don't worry. Don't worry. Just come when it comes. That, sabi ko sa kanila, both of you are God sent. Do you know that God can use people? Yes. Believe. You know, the beauty of true faith is we see the hand of God. We see the hand of God in every situation in life. Problem comes, what do we do? Mokmok?
Pray.
That's for God. Lord, I've been asking. The thing is, when that happened to me, you know, first question is, Dimo, nagsiserve ka, bakit sinapit mo lahat ito? You know, questions like that. You're serving God, and why did these things happen? One of the beauty of what I saw was, remember I told you that in that company I would work like 10? There were times 12 hours a day. Oh my God. Long hours. But because of this condition, now I'm able to work just 6 to 8 hours. And now I can come home early and then time with the family and time for the work of God. God can turn it around for good. Just believe. Just believe. Ito na ho ang key dito. Kasi pag may unbelief, you and I will never see the power of God. You and I will never see the power of God. Just believe what the Word of God says, and alam nyo, makikita nyo yung miracles that God is going to perform over your lives. How do we strengthen our faith? The one reason why maraming defeated Christians in the overcomers is because they don't know what the Word of God says. Believe. Hindi mo naman po pwede i-claim something that you do not know, di ba? Right. You and I cannot claim, maaring narinig, pero if you and I will not believe, then it's not that because the Word of God is not, walang effect, walang power. It's because it depends on the condition of the heart whether you and I will believe what God says. But we declare that our God is great, and He can what? What can He do? He's more than able. He's more than able to do things beyond what you and I can do. As we end, so life the Abraham, there was barrenness because they were wanting for something in their lives. Is there something in your life na parang barren and unproductive? God can change that condition, whether in a relationship, in a marriage that's crumbling, finances, pag tinignan nyo ang finances nyo, Lord, what do I do? Ano bang key doon? Obeying the Word of God. Just obey the Word of God. Give what belongs to God. Give what belongs to God and see how God will provide. In what areas? So relationships? Like what we said, you know what? It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's the thing. A barren heart, if you're praying for someone and you see parang very barren, walang pagbabago, walang nangyayari. But if you and I take that stand that God, it's the work of your spirit to change the heart. Kung sino man po yung pinagpa-pray. You have the power. You have the power. Some would say, would even challenge you. Let me tell you this. Some people would even challenge you, but pray ka ng pray, wala pang nangyayari. You know what? Because I believe that God will. Because He said so. He said so. The timing is not up to me. The timing, bahala si Lord. Basta ako, I will do what God has called me, and that is to pray. If God has called you, like in my case, God has called me to continue to share the Word of God. Because, alam niyo, binigay na sa akin ni Lord ang Word eh. Merong remnant na merong natitira na makikinig. And there will be multiplication of blessings. Hear me out. At times, ang multiplication happens when there is brokenness. Di ba yung the feeding of the multitude? When did the multiplication happen? When Jesus broke the bread and gave it to His disciples. Brokenness at times would be a blessing to us. Would be a blessing to us. And so, wag ho natin ayoko ng brokenness. Ako, Pastor, wag mo na ituro yung brokenness. Ako. Pero, masakit man ho, pero alam nyo, principle ho yun ni Lord. And it teaches us how to really seek God more. Makikita ho niya, no, like in my case, nung nangyari sa akin, brokenness ho yun eh. Humbled me lalo na mag-seek sa kanya. And you know what? God is faithful. Amen? And our God is a great God. Let's all rise up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we bless your name that you are the faithful and true God. That, Lord, you are true to your promises and to your word. In fact, you showed us that one of the things that you cannot do, and that is to lie. Father, Father God, we thank you for your reminder for all of us. That, Lord, your heart is always to bless. Your heart is always, God, that we would ma-reach namin yung potential namin as followers of Jesus. We understand that our spiritual lives, it's like growing up, Lord, as may spiritual growth. And you would want each one of us to reach that level of maturity. Heavenly Father, we thank you that, Lord, it would require cooperation on our part to cooperate with your Holy Spirit. Every time you speak to us, through the voice of your Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, meron kang message para sa amin where we're at right now in our walk with you. Lord, wala kami naman maitatago sa'yo, kaya we come to you just as we are. If any one of us is discouraged, we can come to you just in that mode. Pero this day, Lord God, we came here because number one, and that is to worship you first. In your own words, begin to bless God. In your own words, begin to thank God. In your own ways, kung anong dapat nga ipasalamat yung kay Lord. Huwag tayong lalapit sa Panginoon empty-handed, please. Meron tayong dapat ipasalamat sa Kanya. If you know in your heart that you have been forgiven from your sins, from our sins, that's one of the things that you and I can be grateful for. Huwag ho nating pagsasawang magpasalamat sa Panginoon for saving us. Kung meron tayong problema, financial problems, marital problems, hallelujah, don't focus on that. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving in your heart, hallelujah, and offer to Him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Lord, it's an uphill climb, oh God, pero Lord, I'm here to bless you, oh God. I'm here to worship you because you are God. You are God and you're our maker, Lord. Lord, hindi namin may pagmamalaki whatever we have. Itong buhay na to, Panginoon, comes from you alone, oh God. We are alive because of your divine purposes, oh Lord. It's not up to us, oh God, but it's up to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, oh God, you're raising up. You are teaching all of us, oh God. Lord, what it means to be true worshipers, oh God. Lord, marami sa amin galing sa Catholic background. Dineliver mo kami from idolatry, Lord. Hallelujah. Tinuro mo sa amin ang pamamaraan, a worship that would please your heart. And we are forever grateful to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, oh God. Lord, it's your mercy and grace, God. Kaya at this moment in our lives, God, alam mo ang nangyari sa amin in the past, God. Yung aming mga kasalanan na nagawa, Lord. In fact, like yung sinabi ni Brother Jose Lito, God. Coming to you, Lord Jesus, is the best thing that anyone can do, oh God. To come to you just as we are. Recognizing that, Lord, we are all sinners that are saved by grace, oh God. Lahat kami, Panginoon, may ginawang, Lord, talaga nakakahiya, Panginoon. But you take away our guilt and shame, Lord God. Because, Lord, through the blood of Jesus, we are made whole. Ang dugo mo, Lord Jesus, can cleanse us, oh God, from whatever sins, oh God, that the enemy might want to use to magnify, oh God. But today we declare, oh God, that Lord, oh God, that we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We are forgiven and accepted by God because of our faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, coming to church will never be the same, oh God. When we allow the Spirit of God to move in our hearts, Lord. Lord, we understand that at times in our lives, we go through spiritual dryness, oh God. But Lord, may kasagutan to our spiritual dryness and barrenness, oh God. We come to you, Lord Jesus, because you are the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. We ask, Father God, punuin mo kami ng iyong banal na Espiritu, Panginoon. Lord, nangungusap ka sa aming lahat. Lord, I share to your people, Lord God, my own struggles in obeying you, God. But Lord, nakita namin talaga ikaw ang aming helper, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Wala naman sa aming perfect na Panginoon. We are all day by day, moment by moment, being changed by your Spirit, O God. Binabago mo kami, Panginoon. Patawarin mo kami sa aming murmuring and complaining, God. Forgive us, O God, when we focus on our problems and not on you, Lord. Your word has been to us to focus our eyes on you, Lord Jesus. To focus on your word, O God. Hallelujah. Na Panginoon, faithful ka. You are faithful and true to your word, Lord. Salita mo, Panginoon, ang aming panghahawakan sa aming buhay, Panginoon. If there's any one of us struggling sa decision making, that Lord, we have been always relying on our own understanding. God, forgive us, Lord. Akala namin magagawa namin on our own, Lord. Pero Lord, we don't want to reach dead ends sa aming spiritual walk with you, God. Dahil Lord, nakakapagod. nakakapagod, Lord. If we don't turn to you, God, and ask, Lord, ano ba, Lord, ang gusto mo? God, turuan mo kami lahat, Lord. Teach all of us, oh God, always to come to you in prayer, God, to seek you, God. And that, Lord, to turn to your word, and that, God, when we come to you in prayer and unload all of our concerns, oh God, may we give you the moment for you to speak to us. And never, Lord, nagmamadaling umalis sa presence mo. Lord, Sabbath is holy to you. May we realize that, Lord, as a church, as a people of God, and we pray for those na sumusunod sa iyo, Panginoon, na experience naman talaga namin, binibigay mo sa amin what your word promises, that there's joy in your presence. You bring us to greater heights, Lord God, na no one else and nothing else can bring satisfaction to the hunger within us, Lord. Some of us, we've tried many things, God. And so, Lord, now we've reached that, some of us, Lord God, now we've reached the end of the rope, so to speak, God. Pero, Lord, this day we turn to you, God. We turn to you, Lord God. And so, Lord, maraming salamat that, Lord Jesus, ikaw ang anchor namin, Panginoon. Maraming shakening na nangyayari, Lord God. In fact, that's what your word says, oh God, that the days are here, that everything that needs to be shaken, Lord. So yung bagay na dapat mag-remain, will remain. And Lord, faith in you, Lord, is something, Lord God, na aming will take with us character. Developing the Christ-like character in us, dadali namin to, Lord God, sa eternity, Lord. Material things, God, Panginoon, open up our eyes to see, oh God, that all of these are like, Lord, like talagang sumusuntok sa hangin, Lord God. Vanity, vanity, Lord God. Vanity, vanity. And so, Lord, in Jesus' name, bigyan mo kami ng discernment. Bigyan mo kami ng ability sa aming pag-iisip, Panginoon, in our understanding, God, to know what matters most to you alone. Na Lord, oh God, ang decision-making namin will be, not be based on people's opinion, not even people closest to us. But it will come to a point wherein, Lord God, it is your word that will show us. And so, Heavenly Father, the coming days, God, as we will come to you, dahil, Lord, among your people may mga decisions that needs to be made. And we are asking, Holy Spirit, dahil ikaw ang aming helper, you're our guide. You're the one who guides us into all truth. And the truth shall set us free. To know what it means to have this freedom in Christ. Not being dictated upon by society. Not being dictated upon friends, Lord God, or sino man, government, God. But you alone. That ikaw ang aming ipiplease. The days in front of us, Lord God, are evil. The days are hard, perilous. That's what your word tells us. And there's a call for us. Really, to strengthen ourselves in you, God. So maraming salamat sa awakening that you are doing in the hearts and minds of each one of us, God. Maraming salamat that, Lord, you're our faithful God. Hallelujah. Lord, be the Lord of our time. Be the Lord of our resources. Be the Lord of our gifts and skills and talents, God. Na Lord, Panginoon, may everything be done as unto you alone. Alam namin, Panginoon, pag yun ang nangyari, Lord God, it is you that we are pleasing, God, and that's all that matters, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that, Lord, even as we pray together, that, Lord, let there be the outpouring of your Spirit upon your people, God. Receive the Holy Spirit today. Receive his power. Receive it by faith. Receive the love of God. Dahil tayo, maiksi ang ano natin patience eh. I know that for myself. That's why the prayer from the word, Lord, is, Father God, direct our hearts into the patience and the love of Christ. That, Lord, we are impatient towards the weaknesses of the people around us. At times, it can be a husband, a wife, children, God, co-workers, Lord, or even a brother or sister in church, God. Pero, Lord, we thank you for your long-suffering towards us. Dahil kung hindi ka long-suffering, Lord, we are all gone by now. Pero Lord, it's still your mercy and grace that Lord, na sinashower mo upon our lives, oh God, because Lord, you love us so much because you're the God of preparation. Your word reminds us that Lord, you have prepared a place for us. That Lord, when we meet you face to face, God, ayaw namin yung, we will be gnashing our teeth sa panghihinayang, Panginoon, na I should have obeyed God. Lord, we don't want that to happen to any one of us. And so Father God, we come before you. We ask, O Lord, and we thank you that as we ask by faith, we will receive it. We receive the gift of your Spirit. We receive the fresh infilling of your Spirit. Lord, bigyan mo kami ng appetite for the Word of God. Lord, help us kung paano namin i-manage ang aming time wisely, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, and above all, God, may you find us faithful serving you till the end. And so, Father God, thank you for blessing everyone in this local church. Maraming salamat for the faithfulness of your people, God, that, Lord, we're in this together. We will do the work of God side by side, encouraging one another. Magpapatuloy kami, Panginoon. Magpapalakasan kami, Lord God. We will just pray for our children, our young people. We pray for all parents, grandparents, guardians, God. We pray, Lord, oh God, for people that you have called, Lord God, to do the work of the Lord. Now, Lord, walang, Panginoon, oh God, na manghihina, Panginoon. But instead, oh God, be revived, be strengthened, oh God. That as you strengthen us, may you use us to strengthen those who are struggling in their walk with you. And so, Lord Jesus, we exalt your name, Lord God, today, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, O God, that greater are you, Lord, who is in us than he that is in this world, O God. For your word declares that, Lord, we are victorious in Christ. And that through the blood of Jesus, we are overcomers, O God. So, Lord, maraming salamat for what your word promises. All things, you work them out for good. Not for everyone, but for those who love you, Lord, and are called according to your purposes, O God. So salamat, you're working them out for good, Lord God. Begin to thank the Lord for that. Begin to thank God for that. Lord, in this situation, maraming salamat, you're working it out for my good, for my family's good, for the church, for the good of the church, O God, for the good of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. So salamat, Lord Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. We declare that you are our faithful high priest that watches over the house of God. Ang aming prayer is that, Lord, O God, kami Panginoon, may you find us, Lord God, faithful till the end, worshiping you and exalting your name because you alone deserve the highest praise, O God. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me take this opportunity. For those who are married couples here, I need your cooperation. Let me know if you're available for October 28th for our marriage conference. I need to know para I can, I would encourage na makapunta kayo. It's going to be with Pastor Lou and Pastor Ayida. So October 28th is a Saturday. And so I would need yung availability nyo if you're able. So if not, then we could work out something else. Amen. So please let me know. So can I ask Brother Nelson? Brother Nelson, can you? Yeah. Okay, so praise the Lord. So God bless you. Praise the Lord and hope to see you sa ating Wednesday Bible studies and Friday prayer meetings. God bless you all. Let's call on the praise and worship. Let's exalt the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We bless your holy name. Praise God. Our God is faithful. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. There's no God like him. Hallelujah.
Yes, only a God like you. Let's continue to praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
There's only one God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. For the praise.